building in the Mishnah Seferim, we're discussing Tzuras Ois Beis. Ois Beis Tzarek Ma'od Lizor B'Ribua. One of the defining elements for the bays is we have to make sure it looks like a bays and not like a chaf. So the difference between a chaf and a bays, fairly similar shape, is that a chaf is rounded and a bays is square. So therefore, it's very important to make sure that the bays is very as square as possible. Shlote nearest kachaf. If you're nearest kachaf, psul, if it looks like a chaf, it actually is possible. If you're not sure if it looks like a chuf or not, so that's when you call in your tinnik, Osmar and the tinnik, and the child will tell you what he think. What he think if it's a bays or a chuf. Okay. Tzarek is from Mirbas Bimin. The right side has to be squared, bein lamalo or bein lamata, on top and on bottom. If it's round on top, square on the bottom, that's questionable what its status is.
What
is three
community? How round is it?
No, halachically, that's machlokes. In other words, the child's not going to read it as a chav because the bottom is square. So he says, it looks like, and the truth is, you know, to a child who's not so familiar with Ashuris, that is a fairly common way to write a base. The bottom is square, the top is like rounded down to it. Halachically, we're not sure, so we know how the child's going to read it. That's not going to help us, but we're looking at it and saying we're not sure. And halachically, if this is a valid base or not, so this is questionable.
What does it mean to be not sure? Someone comes with a tefillin and sofer looks in.
So it's a sofek in halacha.
You guys are kosher or possible?
Well, we've had many sofekas in halachos. So.
Yeah, right.
So Ve'en lahokal, therefore, Mishabura says, because of the sofek, you have to be machmer. And that's a psak, that's a chor of the prima godim. But Tzarek lechatchila sheyelo b'roisha mitzat smol alpaneh. Tag katan. On the left side, there's this little tag which sticks up. Tumanosukumaka looks like a little stick sticking up. It also has that one. It's katan, a little bit of a point on the right side. That's the tzad ha'aleph, which points back towards the aleph. I don't know whether I really need to print out larger letters. So you have, Irving, you have a picture over there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, good. All right, so you have that line sticking up on top, on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
You have this oikos katan on the left side, facing back towards the aleph.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
that would distinguish it from a chaf.
The oikos katan.
Yeah.
Or the makel.
Either one.
Well, yeah, obviously, if it has the oikos katan, so it's merubas, it's square. Right. The challenge is when you know not only do you not have the oikos katan, but it's not squared off. So the Yerushalmi says that Omer the Beis Mi Bracha, who created you? So he points up with his pointer and he says, "Oh, that's the one above." Then he points backwards towards the aleph to say that he's Hashem is one. Gam yilo ekev av katan lamato. Ekev av lamato. The word katan doesn't wonder. Ekev av lamato. I read that wrong. Okay, they have the thick. extension after the where the line comes down. Kitzmanosa kamei dalis tech garin shalvav. The way it's described in halacha is, if you look at the top part of the bays and the leg, so that's really looks like a dalit, leg going up and a top going across, and there's a levav lying on the ground and it's sticking at the foot of the dalit into where the neck of the vav would be. So you want the bottom extends. I guess let's call our three parts. So we have the top, we have the regal, and we have the bottom. The bottom has to extend to the right of the regal. Balkan circle is lozobis the mala shia kadalis. So you want a point on top, which gives you the shape of a dalit. So I think he's referring forward to that tag going backwards. He's referring to the tag on top of the akib in the bottom. Akib toiv lamata shiyah b'malkam rosha shalvav. You want that extension, which that would be where like the head of the vav is. If the vav is lying down on the ground, right? So you want that to be lying there. B'toiv sharach b'recha b'beis yukib kigimol kumusim. You want that the length and the width of the bays should be three kumus and worse. So again, the kumus is the thickness of the line that your pen creates. So basically, the width of it is going to be equivalent to what it means. The length is the length, and the width is the height. So you have one kumus on the bottom, one kumus on top, and then the space in the middle is the size of one a gap of one kumus worth. Make sense? Yeah. Okay. Rechav chalala is kaivei kumus, and therefore the width of the opening in the middle is like an avei kumus. Regards to the length of it, you also want it to be, it would be the equivalent of take the thickness of the kumus, turn it this way. Three of those, and that's how long your bay is supposed to be. If kitzur a bay is achadira kanun kafufo, l'tinik lochachem l'tipish. If it's a very short bay, the very short bay looks fairly similar to a nun. It has something sticking on top, something down the bottom, and it's straight up and down as opposed to a chav. So he calls it a nun near the ishlachem. Was that would be, you would have to machmer on that. And the commandment then ois nun kufufa beis Yosef ba'alav beis sheni ois vav. Beis Yosef in this simon goes to the alav beis, it goes to it twice. One based on, I think if I recall correctly, one based on the Gemara and Shabbos, and then other sources. So it's there in the second round. It's such a problem, you can't even now just go extend it and make yourself a base that way because it's too late. Shloka Sidra. Okay. I think that's okay. Thank you. Okay. Tzuras Oskimel. Oskimel Tehiya Guva Kemar Zion Lechatchila. We start out with something which looks like a Zion, which means that it has a head and it has the leg coming down from the middle of the head, going almost straight down, as opposed to Zion goes straight down. So this goes off a little bit to the right. Basically, it looks like a Zion. It has three tag on top like a Zion. V'chein kol roshei smol shabois yishat in his gates derma lezayin. And your other leathers of Shatna's gates also have Zions in them. So if you look at your tests, for example, also starts out with this head, the leg coming down in the middle of it, and your three tagim on top, and that's the left leg of the tests. And the Nun also has that element, where it looks like that. And then in your ayin also, you look at all of them, and your the tzadi pshuta, it clearly looks like that. Even the tzadi kafufa, it looks like that, just it bends off to the side. And finally, the shin also looks like that. Right? Look at that. You can see that it looks like a Zion. Looks like a Zion. Looks like a Zion going off to the side. Looks like a Zion. Mm-hmm. Right. So it has. So all of them, the left leg has Surah Zion on it. Yeah, Rosh Av. The head should be a full size head. Regel Yamin Dak, and it has a Regel Yamin which is narrow. You want the bottom, the right leg that goes a little bit lower than the left foot which comes out. So the foot is, for the most part, the left foot comes out, it goes straight, and at the edge it tilts up a little bit.
Mine looks like the right leg is Shippur.
What do you mean? It's horizontal, this thing? Shippur and Ma'at?
This is the
vertically horizontal.
Horizontal. The right leg is going to be pretty much horizontal as opposed to going down. For the most part, it goes out horizontally, and then it tilts up a little bit at the edge towards the dalim. Because al darshan, that the gimel is the gimel dalim. The gimel is looking to the dal, the ani, to help him. So he's running towards him. So he's raising up towards him a little bit. But for the most part, it should be. It's going to be flat. Okay. Biyarcha small, ye moshul ksas av el azayin shebetzido. Below bedakus, ki tumanosu shetia near kemoi kemin non kufa. You want it to attach to the Yerech Yamin, which is the Zion part of it. It's not a thin attachment. Adam? Uh-huh. Okay. Give me a second. Just give me 1 minute. I'm going to run down and let Adam in because he can't get into the building. I'm going to get him. I hope he's over here. Okay. So you want it that the connection of the left leg to the right leg, it should not be a very thin connection. It should be a little bit thicker. Because when you look at your nun kufa, where's my nun over here? And you look at your nun kufa and your gimel at the same time. There's a thick leg at the bottom. If you fill in that little gap over there, it would look pretty much like a nun. Okay. Vayorach niyeh nomuch kedei lahasmich ois etzel roshoi. It has to be low down enough that you could put something near the okay. If I'd want to put up, let's say, another letter right here, theoretically, if this would be high up, it's going to block the next letter from being placed there. It extends a little bit above the head, but since it's low down, I could directly put a Zion here, the head sticking out a little bit above the Yerach Smol and coming down. I'm not going to draw it because my handwriting is not beautiful. Irving, you got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Shlosh tagan al roshoy. It has to have three tagan on top. Im nidbek hayorach b'haregel. If the you have the left side and the right side of the gimel is totally attached, yigur hayorach b'day b'kach. So k'meshav war b'simul amabeit sipri cheshtanin gerus achartum. Then a tagan is barba slev simin zeb b'mishabura ayin sham. Now l'chari hetsi daykach to my case. Why is it Dibikach? I'm not sure. Her, you're making a tzuras ois by erasing. If Yerach Haregel, Yerach Haregel, what you have to do is you have to erase that whole part and then reattach it. That's what he means, okay. You don't have to redo the whole letter because I was just referring to, because it's separate strokes of the pen, so the fact that the third one, so a gimel has three strokes. So you have the head, and you have the right leg going down like a Zion, and then you have the left yorech coming out. So you would erase the whole left yorech and redo that. So for Sefer Torah, that's going to work, or still that'll work if you didn't write any letters further, because you're going to have a shloka sidrim problem by tefillin mezuzos. But the point he's saying is that we don't say that that's the mepsul, you need to erase the whole letter and rewrite the whole letter. The strokes which are done by kashrus do not get into chok teichus by the fact that you're removing only part of it and then rewriting it. That was we spoke of that idea in Simon Lama Beis. Make sense? Right? In other words, there's a problem with chok teichus. So our chok teichus issue is that If you're making a letter by taking it away, mm-hmm. that's not sufficient. Yeah. You have to erase the whole letter and start over again. So I go to my write a gimel and I make the head of the gimel. I take my kumos and I write it like this way and I make a head of a gimel. Then I go down and I make the leg going down, and then I make my yoreh coming out. Right, so this attached too much over here. It doesn't look like a gimel anymore. Mm-hmm. So I could have argued at that point in time, so I'm going to erase this and redo it. Mm-hmm. But so we dealt with in Siman Lamed Beis is, do I have to erase the whole thing and redo it? Mm-hmm. So we said, you don't have to erase the whole thing and redo it, because since it's separate strokes, mm-hmm. so this is one stroke, this is a second stroke, this is a third stroke, mm-hmm. these two are done by kashrus. Mm-hmm. But if it be all one stroke, you can't just erase part of it, you have to erase the whole thing and redo it.
Right.
Because otherwise you're using the erasing to help you create the letter. Okay. Regards to whether the Tagan or Ma'akev, etc., that we already spoke about back in the Mishabur. Okay. Suras Ois and Dallas. Ois Dallas, Surashi Hey Agaga Orich, Miragla Kitsoro. You need to have a long head. You want to have a short leg coming down. It shouldn't be too long, because it looks too long. Shim tehe ragla arucha migago. If the leg is coming down longer than the length of the head of the dalad, tidme lechof pshuta. It'll look like a chof. Which has the head and has this long leg coming down. And therefore you're creating a potential scenario where the child will not read it as a Dalit, and that's going to create a problem. When it comes down, it should be going down towards the right, as opposed to going straight down. Right, so they have the picture of their Dalit over here. You have the Dalit coming out at an angle. You have that in your picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're saying the top of it?
The right leg coming, the leg comes down, goes down at an angle towards the right. It goes towards the right as it's coming down. Okay. That's a chatzkilo. Shelo got ta cotton barosh gaga bitzat smo. Has a little ta coming up on the left side. You have to very much make sure that it's round, it's squared. Because otherwise it might look like a resh. The apostle again. The child reads it. Can I get the door?
It's probably
Tzvi. Has to be Tzvi.
How did he get in?
No, he went to the outside. He's on the fire escape.
Oh, fire escape.
Is that right or is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You have to make sure that's squared, otherwise the dal will look like a resh when the child read it incorrectly. Now, it's not enough that it just has a square back. You want it to, that the head of the dalad should extend beyond the regal. So it has, again, it has like the foot sticking out.
Overhang.
Okay, that's a good word. Kitamosa kamoi kamoshne vavin skurim. It's like two vavin which are attached. So this is one vav, and this one is the second one. Sogur. Close, yeah. So the way you would.
What's the Akev? Right side.
Right. So above has a head to it. And then it comes down as above. So if I'm saying that my dalad is a combination of two vavs, so it has to have a head to it. So where's the head? So say this is the top of my dalad. So it has a little thing sticking up over there. So if you turn that this way, oh, it looks like a vav. It looks like a backwards vav, but it looks like a vav, right? There's the vav lying down, and there's this thing sticking up. All right. Where's your other vav? Well, the regal comes down, and you look at it, if you would look at just this part again, it looks like here's the leg and here's the head of the vav sticking out towards the back. All right. So if you sort of erase that, you would perceive it as this is a backwards vav and this is a vav lying down with his head facing up. You put it together, right? And Urban, that makes sense what I'm saying?
No.
What?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, okay.
what's the ukkis? The silver.
The ukkis is little thing sticking up, and the akev is this part sticking out in the back.
Akev.
So we look at it, like this is one vav, and this is the other vav. So if you write your dalet with the leg coming in here, all the way at the end, which is why you usually write your dalet when you're writing it, you know, in regular block print. So where's the head of the vav? There's no vav. There's no head of the vav over there. There's just this is a vav, and this just is a leg going up and down. That's what he's saying.
You mean that's the way you usually write?
You usually write a dalet in a block print.
What's
block print? Like a regular block print, right?
The top goes a little bit to the right of the leg.
Yeah. Very little bit, but it basically comes all the way at the edge. That little spitz which is sticking up at the left side of the head of the dalet, that's like the other the head of that's like the other head of the vav. The regal dalet ein bayrak kim lo yud is kosher. How long does the leg have to be? So we said that it doesn't have to be the full length of a vav. It could be as long as it be the length of a yud. That's also kosher. By myself, it's tough. The right leg of the dalet. How long does it have to be? How long does it have to come down? So we're saying it's like a vav. So it has to come down with the full length of a vav. He says no. It can be the length of a yud is also kosher. In cause of Haven, welcome Dallas. If you wrote a hay instead of writing a dal, you wrote a hay. Now a hay is basically a dal with an upside down yud in it. Right? So I have a great idea to erase the foot of the hay, and now you'll have a dal. So ain't the kind of ligra haregel or near a dalis. You can't solve the problem by just erasing the regel and be left with a dal. But now that foot is there, even though it's not attached, it creates an appearance of a hay. You're creating the appearance of a dalet by erasing. You can't create the tzura of a letter by erasing. Rakzarach ligra hagag at sheheket tzuris vav umashlimo. Shurgam regal yamin kuloi v'layashav v'yafil kuloi yud v'hakach hashemena. So you get rid of the. So if this is this is the head of my dalet, this is the leg of the dalet, and then I put my upside down yud over here and say, wow, it looks like a hay. Okay, so I can't erase that. So I have a different idea. I'll just make this very, very long. Mm-hmm. That doesn't look like a hay anymore. It looks like a dalet with a blot in it, with a dot in it. All right? So that theoretically would be a solution. So, at the end of the day, till you've taken away the fact that this is looks like a dalet, you're gonna like a hay. You have to get it down to the point. It's not a dalet anymore. He's saying his point is. Let me finish my thought. You're gonna have to remove this foot over here. Say, okay, erase that. Okay, it looks like a dalet. No, that's not going to be good enough. I have to get this dalet down to the point. It says, it doesn't look like a dalet anymore. It looks like a vav to me. Okay, so I don't have a dalet anymore. Now, when I then add the head again, I made a dalet. So I can do that by either removing the head or removing this. So now it doesn't even have the shear of a yud, so there's no foot. So it's not a letter yet. Okay, good. So it's not a letter. You can make do whatever you want with it. So that's the point. I have to get it down to the point If you have not removed the appearance of a dalet out of it, and then you remove the regal of the hay, what you accomplish with chaktoiches. So rak tzarek ligur hagag atchalay hetzuris vav atchay kitzuris vav. So you move the whole head till it all looks like it's a vav going down. Umashdima. Then you rewrite the dalet. Ashigur gam a regal yamin kulay, or you remove the regal. Then you'll be able to make a new dalet. So obviously, by tefillin, you're going to have a problem with that. By sefer Torah, you would be able, because you lost your eyes, so you're like a sidron. By tefillin, you need tefillin muscles. You need a sidron.
By sefer Torah, you don't.
Correct. I say tzorach lasis lo lechatchila tak katan lemaile mitzad small. We have the same way we have by the bays and by the dalet. There's a little tag coming up on the left side. So by the letter hey also there's a little tag coming up on the left side. Ubachureho, and on the right side, which is the back of it. You want it to be squared off, not like a resh. Vein tzorak lasas lo ekev k'may b'talad. Rak shatia ois chara. It's not required to have the leg of the hay. So whereas by dalad we said there has to be a head sticking out over here. So by hay you can write your hay like that, and that's kosher. Even though you haven't, there's no akim sticking out at all on the other side. For hay, that's fine. And then you put your yod over there at the bottom, and that's considered a hay. As long as it's sharp, it has a square edge. Manukuda shebasaycha, the nakuda, which the yod in the bottom, which is in the hay, lo tia smucha legaga, it cannot be. It shouldn't extend all the way up right next to the head of the hay.
We're talking about the left side leg.
Left side leg. Hay dveneim cholok kolkach, but they showed a benani yakirena hayte meal sefer Torah shalgabe bimakushakaraba. It should be obvious to an average person's eyesight. At the average distance of when he's reading from a sefer Torah, that he would notice immediately that there's a gap, and that's a hay, and it's not attached. But however, if the thickness, we'll say for argument's sake, that you write a hay, the thickness of it is, let's say, the thickness of the head of it is 2 millimeters, so the gap from the top before you start. The nakuda of the hay should not be more than 2 millimeters or whatever the thickness of the gag is.
What?
You don't want to leave a large gap from the top until you start your yud. So I measure how thick my head is. I say, okay, mm-hmm. It's about that thick. So I have to, I should not leave a gap which is more than that amount. So I measure that and say, that's about 2 millimeters long. So I leave a gap which is 2 millimeters or less. If the head is 3 millimeters wide, so I can go up to 3 millimeters, whatever the number is. But the point is, it shouldn't be more than the thickness of the head. If it touches even a very, very thin thread, psula, it's obvious to the child that it's a hay, because it's very, very thin, so it's, in the child's mind, the thicker part is really what defines it. But we know that it's touching, so that doesn't help the child reading it correctly. Can we have a similar base of your test? Bechafei, Ein Shom. Well, it's here, and the Kura Negat Emsa Hagag. The Nakuda should not be towards the middle of the letter. It has to be all the way at the left side. Negat Saifa Betzada Small should be all the way at the edge. The Nakuda should be down from the edge of the gag on top on the left side, straight down the tree. You should have the Nakuda. Also, Be'emsa is Psula. He moved it over more towards the right. It's Psula. But Sarkla Sakla, you have to correct it. Dial the garter over here. The correction is you remove it, and then lamida b'sefer, you move it over and you rewrite it all the way over at the left. And in kosev ateva shacharzeh, if a person wrote letters after it or words after it, and yochel asakim mishum shel kesidron. Now you don't by tefillah mezuzah you have a problem with shel kesidron. So yigur agag she shavu la regel. So the eight says shorten the head, and then the foot will be under the left edge. So you shorten the head. Now, so you're making a tzuras ois ayirei chaktaychus. By erasing, you're making your tzuras ois by shortening the head. So he does not seem to bother with that. So the point that has to be that you have to say that the that there is, we said that it's not a problem with chaktaychus. If the letter is there, it just needs to be corrected to remove something, which is a problem. So it's still perceived as a hay, just not a valid halachically written hay. So you can remove the head, and that would be sufficient for that.
What, the head went too far to the left, past the left?
The left went, the head went past to the left, past the left leg. Right, correct. Magam shein gam tikun ze enu yochel asos. A place where you can't do that. The hay is in the middle of a word. And by erasing the head on the left side, you'll get a gap in your letter, excuse me, in your word, and it'll look like two different words, two separate words. So we'll remember on the sheet that the if the foot is in the middle as opposed all the way over to the left, it's still kosher. They hold it actually the tiger right ahead. I'm the Shirash, for Shabbos, Kufkimel, the Shiritvos, Shom Rash, for Nidus Mechoda, Shom Malachas Dav Choptes, Ran Perakabona, with Lushimiri, the Shiran, Nidus Mechoda, Shabbos Perakabona, Shom the Hedge of the Bedaitim, Shimunus Haycock. They hold it that you make a Hedachilah that way, with the Nakuda in the middle. Well, then about Echos and Nakuda. So we spoke about the letter, let's talk about this. Dot they were putting in the hay. It should be thin on top and thicker on the bottom. Can yud like an upside down yud. Akuma ksas lamato. You want it a little bit facing downwards. That the face of it is sort of like tilting, facing towards the right, going down.
Well, that's not small. She's facing downward towards the right.
You want it facing inwards. I'm sorry, you want it facing inwards towards the right below. That's, you don't want it facing outwards to the left. And the top, it looks like a top. You want it to be the length, the head of it should be the length of the head of a yud. The kubo filibidiyavah, that's ma'akev.
The head of it should be the length of the yod.
The head of the nakuda should be at least the length of the head of a yod.
What's the head of the nakuda? Not the head of the
yod. No, the head of the nakuda, this part. That's its head. It's upside down there.
Thinner at its top and thicker on its bottom.
Right. Okay. The server is annoyed. The server are not necessarily careful to make sure that the head of the hay is written, of the regal smell of the hay is written thick enough. Nearly the kabbalim tikkun mahani b'zeh filu b'tefillah mezuzos imatina karek lehay. If a child will look at it as a hay, it's called you have a tzuras ois, then you're allowed to do tikkun. That's called shalok kesidron. Em b'zeh mishum shalok kesidron. Duma the mashem hekel p'rimaganim sakin chof pshuta imasom aruba lohisiv diyo alev ayin shom. See a lot of cases where if the child read it properly, even though luckily it's not good. You could add some more and fix it because it's called that it's there. Pima Godam Simon Lam Basiv Kotlam Gilmas document Sark Lius and Akuda Basifa Shava Ladafka Yarkimin. Freely Mishima Bamsa Hayarak Sharper Dummy. Does that have to go, it has to be all the way down? You have the regular min going down. Does the regular small have to be as far down as the regular yamin is. So he asked us a question. As long as it's a proper amount, so the fact that you extended the right leg further down doesn't bother us. That which I would say, if the child would read it properly, it's okay. Why don't we hold it here?